I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. 2 Grammys, an Oscar, 5 platinum-selling albums. She's a singer, songwriter, author, activist, but above all else, a true American rock icon. Who else could I be talking about but Melissa Etheridge?
When I woke up, I was 17. You kissed my lips in a bad, bad dream. Showed me things aren't what they appear to be. Called me angel and set me free.
That is Fearless Love, the hit single and the title track of her recently released 10th studio album. And Melissa Etheridge joins us now with guitar in hand, I'm told, from NPR West in Culver City. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
There's a funny story about how the album got its title. Do you want to tell it?
Sure. You know, I have a teenager. She's 13 years old now, my oldest, Bailey, and an 11-year-old. And this is the first album that they were really kind of understanding what I do for a living, and they were interested, and I started playing the songs for them when I started writing it over a year ago, and they wanted to know all about it. And my daughter asked me, of course, you know, well, what are you going to call the album? And I said, well, I'm thinking of Songs of Fear and Love. And she goes, oh, no, Mom, that's just way too long. You can't have a title that long. And I said, well, how about Fearless? And she said, no, Mom, Taylor Swift, that's her title. And so I said, well, I don't know. And she goes, how about Fearless Love? And I thought it sounded awesome. And she went away, and I ended up writing a song about it and everything, and I'm very grateful to her.
That's a shame, though, isn't it? You're being corrected by your...
I know.
Your 13-year-old, no, that's Taylor Swift's song, Mom. You're
so
embarrassing.
I know, Mom.
But when you started this project, did you have some specific message in mind? There was some specific ethos or something you were trying to evoke?
Oh, yes. Ever since breast cancer about 6 years ago, I've been on a journey, and it's been a spiritual awakening and one of figuring out this whole reality and what we're doing here. And my path has led me to understand that every choice we make is either love or fear in everything, anything we do all day long. And I wanted to somehow put that into the creative process of this album, to put that in all the songs and all the music, and do what, you know, we're supposed to do as artists and mirror this back into our society. And that was the whole intention of the album.
I think a lot of people will appreciate the rockiness of it. You know, it's got the hard driving, you know, guitar and all this. And I was just, you know, as I mentioned, you are a mom of 4 kids, and you're, you know, and how does that feel to be rocking out at 49?
You know what? All I have to do is look to my heroes, my inspiration. I look at Bruce. He's still up there doing it big time, all the arenas rocking. Mick Jagger. Let me go down the list of the rock and rollers that are still doing it and rocking hard, and there's no reason I can't do it too.
What do you do to keep your voice in shape so that you can...
Well, I learned, again, a lot of stuff happened after cancer. I learned that the health of my voice has everything to do with the health of my body. So I really started taking a look at what foods I eat and, you know, boringly enough, not very rock and roll, but getting enough sleep. These things have everything to do with the health of my voice. And I feel I'm singing better now than I ever have.
When you first started out, did you ever envision this life for yourself?
I envisioned a rock and roll life. It didn't look like what this looks like, but I'm glad because I didn't really understand what it was. I envisioned the, you know, get me in front of lots of people and I'm singing and I make lots of money and I'm famous and that sort of American dream that Hollywood fosters in us. And then I kind of got here and started doing the work and realized this is a full-time job. This is something that if I want to be a relevant artist, I need to cultivate and work on my craft. So it's very different than what I thought it would be, yet this is the only real dream I've ever had.
Can I play something from the new album,
oh, yeah,
Indiana?
Oh, yeah.
Track 6 that I think speaks to that. If we could just play a little bit of that, because it tells a story, and it's kind of what we're talking about now is making me think about it. Can we just play a little bit?
Sure.
All right, here it is.
She came to this world on a cold night. Papa turned his head and said, I don't believe she's mine. Single mama raised her in a place where you can look but never touch, 'cause we don't have enough. Don't let your hopes get high, 'cause girls like you can't fly. All the long nights in the small room with the big dreams. Texas, or Indiana. You're only dying here, and they don't understand. It's a tough road, but you start slow, and before you know it, you're not alone. Looking for a place called home anywhere.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to keep it together here because the song always gets to me.
Oh. I mean,
it just gets to me.
Oh, thank you.
Just thinking about that little girl. Is that little girl you?
Well, yes in a way and also no in a way. This album is one of the first times I've tried really writing third person. The song is actually about my partner, Tammy, who did grow up in Indiana and had the big dreams and went off and became a television star and then realized that the happiness really comes from family and what you make of your life. But I absolutely did. I grew up in the Midwest and had those dreams. And you go off and you try to make them come true. And here we are.
I was wondering, in fact, I'm glad you told me that it's not so much strictly autobiographical, but that it's how you got into the head of a person who is not you. Because the fact is, a lot of dreams have come true for you.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just wondering how you take yourself back to a place of feeling for what it's like to want something and not know how you're ever going to touch it or see it. And how do you do that?
Well, I've traveled this road, and you never forget that longing and that dreaming, because that's what we do. That's how we create every day. That's how we create our reality of what we're doing, is by dreaming. And I remember those dreams very vividly, because they are the ones that got me here. And I need to often stand here and go, I made it. I made those dreams come true. So now it's my job to, let's create some more dreams. Let's think what else I can come up with that's going to bring me happiness and health.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin, and I'm speaking with Grammy-winning, Oscar-winning, platinum album-selling singer-songwriter, rock icon Melissa Etheridge. The diva of divas.
I want to call you every day. Just say, what is that again?
That's you. That talk a little bit about the flip side of it. We talked about, you know, how you stay connected to people who are still trying to live their dreams. Now that you're at this point where you are living so much of your life in the spotlight, where everything you do is something that is meaningful to people who are not you and outside of your circle, I'm wondering, how does that work?
Well, it's a funny part of it that is hard to describe, because, I mean, I can tell you, you know, I'm a mother of four. I get up every day and do normal things. And there's a certain glamorization and lack of privacy that celebrities have. There's a certain, you know, I made a choice a few years ago to step out and speak publicly about my personal life. And what happens is, you can speak, you know, about all the good stuff, and then the bad stuff is going to come out, and people are going to see the missteps, or they're going to see the changes. And you know, my breakup from my longtime partner was in the news, and that I wish I didn't have to go through that in front of everyone. I wish I didn't have to answer to the tabloid questions. Yet our society is filled with these sound bites of, this is how the rich and famous are doing it. And it's a funny thing to live, and I can't possibly live the way that the things that people project on me. They're just going to do that.
Well, but some of it is very comforting to people. Like, for example, in 2005, at the 2005 Grammys, when you came out on stage totally bald, without a wig, you're going through chemotherapy at the time for breast cancer, which you survived, thankfully. Mm-hmm. And that was very comforting to a lot of people, because they thought, you know what, if she can do that, then what do I have to be ashamed of? When you came out as a lesbian, for many people, that was a very meaningful experience. But on the flip side of it, as we've discussed, having broken up with a longtime partner as a mother, this is something that a lot of people who are same gender loving people are still trying to experience. I just wonder whether there's some heartbreak there, where you feel, as a role model, wow, you know, your decisions are not just yours.
Yeah, I feel
is there that
often I feel like I'm letting a whole community down. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, guys. And it's funny, the hats that I seem to have acquired along the way by choosing to speak my truth about my sexuality, speak my truth about, yes, I'm going through cancer and this is the experience I have, and guess what, I'm bald, and yes, I'm still going to, that's the truth. And the truth is, there's changes, and I want to be your hero. I do. Heroes fall, and that's how heroes learn. And I'm just doing the best I can.
Well, maybe this is a good time to hear Fearless Love.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think so.
All right, let's hear it. Thank
All
you.
Right, I got my guitar right here in my hand, all right? When I woke up, I was 17. You kissed my lips in a bad, bad dream. Showed me things aren't what they appear to be. Called me angel and set me free. You gave me life in the cold, cold dark, but you ran away in the morning spark. Made me think that reality, oh, is not where I wanna be. But I am what I am. I am what I am afraid of. So what am I afraid of? I need a fearless love. Don't need to fear the end. Oh, if you can't hold me now, you will never hold me again. I want to live my life pursuing all my happiness. I want a fearless love. I won't settle for anything less. I walked my path, had worlds collide. I lost my way and I fooled my pride. This lover's ache wouldn't feel so strange if I could only change. But I am what I am. I am what afraid of. So what am I afraid of? I need a fearless love. Don't need to fear the end. Oh, if you can't hold me now, you will never hold me again. I want to live my life pursuing all.
You go, girl.
take
that, Taylor. Sorry. I'm sorry. Not being a hater, but take that, Taylor Swift.
No, she's got a lot of time. She'd catch up.
What do you think of the new crop?
I love music. So I look out into the music world, trying to find the kind of music that people are making, what's going on. And the funny thing is I find that our industry is so eager to sign up the new young thing that they're signing these artists before they get seasoned, I think. I wasn't signed until I was 27 years old. Can you imagine now? That would be like over the hill.
Yeah.
And
you'd be being cast as the mom.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Yeah,
27. Yeah. You'd have a talk show.
27 years old. And I had already played for years in high school in bands. And then I played for 5 years in clubs in L.A., so I was very seasoned. I knew how to play in front of an audience. I knew what I wanted. I got to work on my writing for a long time. And I just kind of see this, it's more disposable. It's like junk food music sort of thing. Yet when you really want to find that artist that's going to be around for a long time, you got to season them up a little bit. They got to get some miles on them.
Well, what's next for you? What else do you want to do?
You know what? The biggest mountain is to be truthful with myself, to love my work, to walk through this, to whatever I do, every song I write, every song I sing, it's got to be truthful. It's got to be real to me. And that's a challenge, to not be afraid that maybe it won't be of the moment. Maybe it will be, who knows, but to walk through that. This album is part of that. And then just watch what the world brings along. I'm going to be writing songs and singing for a long time.
Well, you sound good.
I feel good.
All right. Well, great. Well, what should we go out on? Do you want to play one of your classics for us?
I think I want to play another song from the new album, if that's all right. And hopefully,
I'd love it.
This will be a classic.
That's, all right. What do you want to play?
That's what we're hoping. This is called Company.
All right. Company.
Company. If you ask me, I will say I'm fine. All pink like birthday girls and Valentine's. But then the stillness of the night reminds that I don't like to be alone. My thoughts are race cars running round my head. They burst into flames and crash into my bed. Until I fall into a dream instead, where all my lovers turn to stone. And all I want is company, someone to understand this misery. Send a reflection of myself to me. 'Cause everybody needs some company, someone to understand this misery. Send a reflection of myself to me. Everybody needs some company.
That is multi-platinum, two-time Grammy-winning, Oscar-winning singer-songwriter Melissa Etheridge. She just played Company from her 10th studio album, Fearless Love. It's out now. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
And that's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Brechton Booker, Louise Clemens, Jasmine Garst, Lee Hill, Douglas Hopper, Alexis Kenyon, Alicia Montgomery, Emily Oxenschlager, and Jennifer Longmire-Wright. Our intern this semester is Amy Ta. Welcome, Amy. Our editors are Devar Ardalan and Kyle McKinnon. Our senior producer is Rob Sachs. The program is directed by Monica Evstatieva and Arjun Hutchins. Our technical director is Kimberly Jones. She had a hand this week from Neil Tevolt. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. The supervising senior producer is Tashima Walker. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow.